Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Thursday, March 16th. As has been the case for the last several days, price action is extremely fluid. So again, by the time you listen to this, these prices may be different, but you have S&P futures essentially unchanged. Dow futures are down 50 points at 16 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 35 points, which is about 30 basis points. Tech yesterday was a big outperformer. You have Adobe up 6% this morning on earnings, and then you have Meta and Snap both rallying on the TikTok ban headlines from last night. So tech continues to outperform, but you're seeing the rest of the market fade. In Europe, you had a big opening on the upside, strong gains across the board, but things have faded very hard. So you have the major indices there kind of flat to up small. The broader Stocks Europe 600 index is back to about flat after opening up much higher. Similar price action in banks, big open. They've since faded. You're seeing underperformance in Europe in real estate, healthcare, telecom, and basic resources. So the big news overnight was obviously the Credit Suisse announcement from last night around 9 p.m. came out, tapped about a $54 billion liquidity line from the Swiss National Bank. So responding to the enormous panic from during the Wednesday session, they're going to be repurchasing some of their bonds in the market kind of as a show of strength and confidence. So obviously very helpful news, positive given where we were yesterday, but definitely not enough to kind of fully arrest the panic. So part of that has to do with the ECB. So I think people are worried that now that the Credit Suisse panic has been for the moment contained, does that now make Lagarde more confident in doing the full 50 basis points in a couple of hours? The expectations, the market-based expectations for what the ECB will do are kind of moving as rapidly as stocks are. So it's really hard to get a firm read. But as of right now, the market is pricing about 75% odds of a 50 basis point move. So still not kind of fully decided as to what decision, how the ECB is going to proceed. Now, you don't have just the meeting today as far as the actions taken, but you also then have forward guidance. Do they kind of suggest that they are going to downgrade the pace to 25 basis points? Do they suggest that they're going to be going on hold after today? What do they do with quantitative tightening, which just started this month? They've suggested that the quantitative tightening pace could accelerate in July. Do they take that off the table? So a lot of moving pieces for the ECB. You still have a lot of, I think, uncertainty with U.S. banks as well. You had First Republic downgraded to junk yesterday by Fitch and S&P. That's a very meaningful development. There was a report overnight that First Republic is kind of quote unquote exploring options. I think a lot of regional banks in the U.S. are exploring options. They should be at least, specifically to the extent they can, they should be trying to sell equity as, again, kind of a statement of strength to show the market that they can sell equity. There's been a lot of insider buying in regional banks the last several days. That's helped somewhat, but for certain banks, there's still a huge target on their back in the U.S. Kind of further steps have to be taken to help stabilize confidence. So, and then for next week on the Fed, obviously that's still lurking on the horizon as well. I think Powell's decision is a lot easier than Lagarde's decision is. If you're Powell, you've already done a lot as far as tightening on rates. You've already moved decent amount on the balance sheet, at least versus the ECB. You have further progress on data in terms of it moving towards your desired level. Still a lot more work to go, especially on inflation, and things aren't moving as quickly as hoped. But versus what Lagarde faces, I think Powell's decision is a lot easier. And I write kind of what my views are on the Fed into next week. But again, this is very fluid and subject to change depending on market development. So Credit Suisse is helping, I think, arrest some of the panic, but there's still a ton of hesitancy, a lot of uncertainty. And again, you still have to kind of get through the ECB today. In addition to the ECB, and that's at 9:15, the jobless claims, I think, are going to be very important at 8:30, just given that there's evidence that these are on the cusp of kind of inflecting higher. And if that's the case, that kind of gives Powell even more breathing room to hit the pause button on tightening in response to market developments. The Philadelphia Fed Index will be important as well, just after the dreadful Empire one from yesterday, see if the Philadelphia confirms that or refutes it. And then you have a couple of earnings, nothing too dramatic. You have Dollar General, Williams-Sonoma before the open, and then FedEx after the close. And those are all the major themes and trends for today, Thursday, March 16th. Thank you for listening.